Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 20. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome to Coffee Break French, episode 20 of season 3. Now, as we promised last time, this is going to be a bit of a test, testing you on how much you've learned over the past few weeks. In particular, we will be picking up on a number of grammar constructions and items of vocabulary which Veronica, Katie and Alf have used in their texts in this first half of season 3. So you'll be able to find out how much you've learned. Alors, est-ce que vous êtes prêts? Allez, c'est parti! In this episode, we are going to be asking you to translate a number of phrases from English into French. And these phrases will be based on words and phrases contained in the texts over the past few weeks. Of course, if this happens to be the first ever episode of Coffee Break French you've listened to, then you'll probably find it quite a challenge. However, it will give you a good indication of quite how much French you can learn by using our course. Okay, let's get straight on with today's lesson. I'm going to give you some phrases to translate from English into French. Sometimes there may be more than one possible translation, but we'll try to talk through each translation after you have some time to work it out. So, number one, I've been going there for 10 years. I have been going there for 10 years. Translate that into French. Okay, so I have been going there for 10 years. When you're doing something for a period of time, that should trigger in your mind that you use depuis and a present tense. So I go since 10 years rather than I've been going for 10 years. So I go since 10 years becomes je vais depuis 10 ans. However, we've got something else to add in here. The translation is, I've been going there for 10 years. Can you remember the little pronoun for there? It's I, the letter Y. So, I have been going there for 10 years. J'y vais depuis 10 ans. J'y vais depuis 10 ans. Now, there's another possibility here. We could also have used the expression, ça fait 10 ans que j'y vais. Ça fait 10 ans que j'y vais. That makes 10 years that I go there. Okay, let's move on to number two. I have just spoken with my mother. I'm going to visit her next week. Listen again. I have just spoken to my mother. I'm going to visit her next week. Okay, to have just done something is venir de faire quelque chose. Literally, to come from doing something. So I have just spoken to my mother, or in French perhaps it's more natural to say with my mother. Je viens de parler avec ma mère. I have just spoken to my mother. Je viens de parler avec ma mère. I am going to visit her next week. Now, there is a verb in French, visiter, but you probably remember that visiter is only used for visiting a monument, for example, visiting a place. If you're visiting a person, you render a visit to them. So, I am going to visit her next week. Let's see, I am going to visit my mother next week. Je vais rendre visite à ma mère la semaine prochaine. Je vais rendre visite à ma mère la semaine prochaine. But if we want to replace to my mother with to her, then we need a pronoun here. And the pronoun we need for to her is lui. Je vais lui rendre visite la semaine prochaine. So the whole thing, I have just spoken to my mother, I'm going to visit her next week. Je viens de parler avec ma mère, je vais lui rendre visite la semaine prochaine. Let's move on to our third translation. She tends to do exercise 4 times a week. Or she's in the habit of doing exercise 4 times a week. Translate that into French. Okay, can you remember how to say to be in the habit of doing something? Literally, to have the habitude, that helps you. Avoir l'habitude de faire quelque chose. So, she is in the habit of doing exercise. Elle a l'habitude de faire de l'exercice 4 times a week or 4 times per week. 4 fois par semaine. 4 fois par semaine. Elle a l'habitude de faire de l'exercice 4 fois par semaine. Okay, moving on to number 4. Last Friday, I went to the market to buy strawberries, but I didn't find any. I'll just say that one again. Last Friday, I went to the market to buy strawberries, but I didn't find any. Okay, last Friday is vendredi dernier. I went to the market. Je suis allé au marché. If you're female, then there would be an extra E on aller, A-double-L-E acute, or A-double-L-E acute E. Je suis allé au marché to buy strawberries, in order to buy strawberries, or for to buy strawberries, if you like. Pour acheter des fraises. But I didn't find any. Mais je n'en ai pas trouvé. So that's je n'ai pas trouvé des fraises. I didn't find any strawberries. But if you just say I didn't find any, then we need the little pronoun en. Je n'en ai pas trouvé. N apostrophe I-N. Et pas trouvé. Je n'en ai pas trouvé. Last Friday, I went to the market to buy strawberries, but I didn't find any. Vendredi dernier, je suis allé au marché pour acheter des fraises, mais je n'en ai pas trouvé. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. If you'd like to get more out of Coffee Break French Season 3, why not sign up for the premium version of the course? This includes the Language Study audio episode, where we go through the text in full and talk about all of the vocabulary and grammar elements contained in the text. We also give you some translation challenges to help you test what you've learned. The premium version also includes lesson notes, where we provide further examples and full transcripts of all the texts and explanations covered in the lesson. You can find out more about the premium version at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. It's time for number 5. And this one is taken directly from one of the texts. I think that my stories have convinced her that it's a rewarding job. I'll say that again. I think that my stories have convinced her that it's a rewarding job. Okay, this is quite tricky. I think that my stories, first of all, je pense que mes histoires, my stories, have convinced her. So the verb here is to convince, convaincre. And because we're talking about the perfect tense here, we need the past participle of convaincre, which is convaincu. Convaincu. And we are talking about the stories have convinced her. So her here is a direct object. Therefore, we need a direct object pronoun, and that would be la. However, it's my stories have convinced her. So the la becomes l apostrophe, and we have l'ont convaincu. So l apostrophe, O-N-T, mes histoires ont convaincu. Mes histoires l'ont convaincu. And there's something else that we need to do to convaincu. Because the direct object pronoun, L apostrophe here, standing for la, precedes the verb. So we need to make convaincu agree with the direct object. So convaincu takes an extra E on the end. Je pense que mes histoires l'ont convaincu. C-O-N-V-A-I-N-C-U-E. So my stories have convinced her that it's a rewarding job. Que c'est un travail enrichissant, enriching. We described that as in the original text. A rewarding job, an enriching job, un travail enrichissant. So the whole phrase, I think that my stories have convinced her that it's a rewarding job. Je pense que mes histoires l'ont convaincu que c'est un travail enrichissant. Okay, time for number 6. She had long blonde hair and blue eyes. Quite straightforward, this one. She had long blonde hair and blue eyes. So first of all, if we're describing someone in the past, which tense are we most likely to be using? The imperfect. So, she had long blonde hair. Elle avait. And then this is where it gets a little more complicated because there are two adjectives here, long and blonde. So in French, we have to say, she had the hair long and blonde. And because it's les cheveux, the hairs, literally, then the adjectives also have to be in the plural form. Elle avait les cheveux longs, with an S on the end, et blond, with an S on the end, and blue eyes, et les yeux bleus. Elle avait les cheveux longs et blonds, et les yeux bleus. Okay, let's move on to our next translation. And this is another one taken straight from our texts. Katie said, I was working with Alf this week. We were preparing a presentation about careers. Try translating that. I was working with Alf this week. We were preparing a presentation about careers. So this time we've got a couple of imperfect tenses. I was working with Alf this week. Je travaillais avec Alf cette semaine. Travailler finishes with A-I-S. Je travaillais avec Alf cette semaine. We were preparing a presentation. Nous préparions une présentation about careers. Can you remember how to say about something? On the subject of. In this case, we would use à propos de. So, à propos des carrières. You could also say au sujet des carrières. So, the whole phrase, I was working with Alf this week. We were preparing a presentation about careers. Je travaillais avec Alf cette semaine. Nous préparions une présentation à propos des carrières. And translation number 8. If I were rich, I would stop working and I would travel the world. Listen again. If I were rich, I would stop working and I would travel the world or travel around the world. So this is an example of if I were something, I would do something, which translates into French as the imperfect tense for the if I were part and the conditional tense for the I would part. So if I were rich, si j'étais riche, I would stop working. To stop doing something is arrêter de faire quelque chose. So j'arrêterai, I would stop, de travailler, j'arrêterai de travailler, et, and I would travel around the world, et je voyagerai autour du monde, et je voyagerai autour du monde, around the world. So the whole phrase, if I were rich, I would stop working and I would travel around the world. Si j'étais riche, j'arrêterais de travailler et je voyagerais autour du monde. For those of you who use the free materials, that's where this episode is going to end. But the members version, the extended version of this episode, has another 8 sentences to translate from English into French. And you can find out more about accessing this extended version at coffeebreakfrench.com. So we're going to leave it there for this week. Once again, if you'd like to access the extra materials for Coffee Break French, then simply head over to coffeebreakfrench.com and purchase one of our season passes. The season pass for lessons 1 to 20 of season 3 is available, and you can download the extended version of lessons 1 to 20 of season 3, and you can also access our lesson notes, which provide additional information and further practice of the language you've learned. All the information is at coffeebreakfrench.com. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break French. In the meantime, merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à très bientôt. Au revoir.
V
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.